This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Voting for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will be held today. 24 constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls today. Over 23 lakh voters will decide the fate of 219 candidates, including 90 independents. Elaborate security arrangements have been made for the polls. The second phase of polling will be held on the 25th of this month, and voting for third phase will be held on the 1st of October. The counting of votes will be held on October 8. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday addressed an election rally in Faridabad, Haryana, in favour of party candidates of the assembly seats that fall under Faridabad district. Addressing the rally, Mr. Shah said that BJP works for the welfare of the society and alleged that Congress works for the welfare of the families only. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on 5th of October and counting to take place on October 8. President Draupadi Murmu will be in Jaipur on a day-long visit. She will attend the convocation of Malviya National Institute of Technology, Jaipur, as the chief guest and deliver the convocation address. The president will also inaugurate Aravali Hostel with 600 beds for students. Governor of Rajasthan Hari Bao Kisan Rao Bagde and Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma will also attend the program. A two-day national symposium of National Disaster Management Authority and the Army Southern Command entitled Exercise Akia will begin in Chennai today. The primary aim of the exercise is to enhance disaster preparedness and foster robust collaboration among key stakeholders. The exercise will feature simulations, technology discussions and expert insights in various roles of disaster management. Representatives from railways, transport, civil aviation, health, environment and climate change departments and state and national disaster management authorities and the Indian Army will be present in the symposium. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar released the India-Romania joint commemorative stamps along with Romanian Ambassador to India Daniela Mariana Sezonov in New Delhi yesterday. Union Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia was also present on the occasion. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, "The stamps showcase the deep bonds of friendship and cooperation between India and Romania." He said the stamps are a perfect tribute to the celebrations of 75 years of diplomatic ties. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant held a security assessment meeting at the Hakeria military base in Tel Aviv following deadly pager explosions in Lebanon. In a statement, Hezbollah said that it is conducting security and scientific investigations to identify the reasons behind these explosions. In a separate statement, the Hezbollah group blamed Israel for this attack and vows to retaliate. However, Israel has not claimed responsibility for the incidents. At least 8 people were killed and more than 2,800 were injured, including Hezbollah members, in the explosions. Iran's ambassador to Lebanon, Mojtaba Amani, was also injured in one of the blasts. Local authorities in northern Israel have asked residents to remain near shelters and have reinforced safe rooms, citing concerns of a potential escalation. The parent company of Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp and Threads, Meta, has announced a global ban on several Russian state-owned media networks. In a written statement on Monday, Meta said, after careful consideration, it has decided to expand its enforcement efforts against Russian state media outlets. As a result, Rosia Segodnya, RT and other related entities are now banned from its platforms worldwide. In hockey, India lifted the Men's Asian Champions Trophy for record 5th time after defeating the hosts, China, 1-0 at Hulunbuir last evening. In a high-intensity clash, India's Jugraj Singh slotted home the only goal of the game in the 4th quarter. Team India, who were the defending champions, are the most successful team in the competition with 5 titles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian men's hockey team. In his message, Mr. Modi said that their performance, spirit and dedication have made the nation proud. And that is the end of this news bulletin.